Good morning. Well, we're going through the book of Romans in these times each weekday morning, and the book of Romans is the Apostle Paul's great writing on the Christian life. And here at the beginning of the book of Romans in the Bible, he's giving us the reasons that we need Jesus Christ in our lives. And he's starting by making this case, almost like a legal case, that we all stand condemned before God without what Jesus Christ has done for us. He started off by bringing up the immoral man on the stand there in the courtroom. And he says, God has kept on revealing himself to you, but you keep on rejecting God, so you don't have an excuse. He goes on now to the moral man, and he makes the point that that person doesn't have an excuse before God either, that he stands condemned as well. This is what he says in Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, you are without excuse, every man of you who passes judgment. For in that you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge, practice the same things. Isn't this so right? When you're driving and someone does something that annoys you and you shout your judgment at them for what they've done, isn't it true that you've probably done that same thing at some point or another when you've been driving? So often the things that frustrate us about other people are the very things that are in us as well. He goes on, and we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. And do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment upon those who practice such things, and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? You see what Paul is saying? The thing that's attractive to God is how patient he is, how kind he is toward us, how he keeps on reaching out to us. Do you sense that in your life? Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ yet, and you're still searching in life. But do you see how often God keeps reaching out to you, trying to reveal himself to you, maybe through people around you who have this living relationship with him, and you see a difference in their lives, maybe through circumstances, maybe you've had some close calls and God has brought you through them. Maybe you keep hearing a certain message from different places and you know God is reaching out to you. Oh, that kindness of God should lead you to repentance, should call you to turn your life around and focus it on him. He goes on, but because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath, that is God's anger, for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. It's like as we continue to offend God all through our lives, it's like we're building up this big massive dam of God's judgment. And it's waiting for the day when we die and we stand before God and that dam will be broken. God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but to those who are selfishly ambitious and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, for them wrath and indignation. There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man who does good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. And so Paul says, even if you're a moral person who likes to kind of point at other people for the things they've done wrong, still, you yourself stand judged before God. We need God's forgiveness. We need what Jesus Christ has done for us. Why don't you turn to him today? I'm John North.